NASA officials say Discovery is on schedule for Thursday's rendezvous with the International Space Station. Shuttle Flight Director Rick LeBrode.
Vehicle's in great shape, crew's in great shape, like I said, and we're ready for docked ops.
Prior to docking, crew members will prepare spacesuits to be used for at least two space walks once Discovery arrives at the International Space Station. Earlier, the crew deployed an array of cameras attached to a boom operated by the shuttle's 15-meter robotic arm. During a 7-hour period, the cameras took extensive images of the shuttle's wings and nose cap.
Discovery Houston for the survey. We have good video sync. You're go to proceed with the auto sequence when you're ready.
Copy that, Rick. We're starting now.
The rigorous inspection is a safety measure implemented in the aftermath of the 2003 Space Shuttle Columbia disaster. Columbia broke up upon reentry to Earth's atmosphere. A section of foam that peeled away during liftoff was believed to have damaged shielding on the orbiter's wing, leading to the deadly mishap. Hoping to avoid a possible recurrence with Discovery, NASA will closely examine the images, which are capable of revealing a crack or other damage as small as 3 millimeters. Nothing of major concern has been discovered. Speaking with reporters, Flight Director Tony Sakachi said the images do show a white splotchy area on Discovery's right wing. But Sakachi noted that he and other inspectors spotted the discoloration nearly 3 weeks earlier and concluded it was most likely the result of bird droppings. Sakachi was asked if such a substance could affect the shuttle.
No, it'll burn off during entry.
Discovery will deliver several tons of supplies and equipment to the International Space Station, as well as a crew member. Mission specialist Thomas Reiter of Germany will remain on the space station for 6 months. This is just the second space shuttle mission since the Columbia disaster. The shuttle fleet is scheduled to be retired in 2010. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.